At the top of the news this Saturday morning, four aid workers with the French-based medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, who were kidnapped in Sudan's Darfur region, are still being held. A Sudanese foreign ministry official said the government is making its utmost efforts and they are well. Everybody is safe and sound. The official says they are expecting the hostages' release in the next few hours. They were taken earlier in this week by bandits in the war-torn region of Sudan, from which the medical charity was expelled recently in response to Sudanese president's indictment on war crimes charges. Dan Sermond is the spokesperson for Doctors Without Borders. He says, along with their concern for aid workers, some 2.7 million people in Darfur are 100% dependent on aid.
With two sections out of five who have been expelled already last week, we have left behind us almost half a million of patients and civilians that we were assisting in South and West Darfur. So just after the ICC, when we are still up today extremely worried about the patients that we have left behind, especially when we know, for example, in Kalma camp, which is one of the biggest camps that MSF was intervening in South Darfur in Nayala, meningitis outbreak was confirmed the day we left, and it's quite a deadly epidemic if you don't intervene quickly on the grounds, and we still don't know what's going on today because we have been expelled. Those 2.7 million displaced people are still stuck and packed in those camps and enclaves at the outskirts of villages. They are also hostage of being today 100% dependent of the humanitarian assistance which is provided in the three provinces of Darfur.